The Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Robert Doyle, is the latest high-profile Australian accused of misconduct in the workplace. A former city councillor, Tessa Sullivan, alleges Councillor Doyle sexually harassed and indecently assaulted her. As Samantha Donovan reports, an investigation is now underway.
The Melbourne City Council has asked Ian Freckleton QC to investigate the allegations. The council's CEO, Ben Rimmer, says they include sexual harassment, indecent assault and misconduct. The woman making the allegations, Tessa Sullivan, has resigned from council. Robert Doyle is now on a month's leave while the investigation is underway. In a statement released on Twitter, he said,
"I am shocked. I have not been officially informed of the specifics, but find the allegations detailed to me by media outlets to be thoroughly abhorrent, not only as Lord Mayor, but as a father of young women, a husband, a brother, and as the head of an office made up entirely of women."
Councillor Doyle went on to say,
"I am frustrated that I have not been formally provided the specific allegations which have been strategically released to media, which is a denial of natural justice and clearly damaging to my reputation. This is an incredibly distressing time to me and my family."
The acting Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Aaron Wood, says he's concerned by the allegations and welcomes the independent investigation established by the Chief Executive Officer. While not commenting on Councillor Doyle's case, Australia's Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Kate Jenkins, believes the publicity surrounding recent allegations of sexual harassment will see an improvement in workplace behaviour and a greater willingness to speak out.
So the focus on sexual harassment shouldn't be about finding villains. It should be about improving the tone of all workplaces. So we need to get to a point where people can raise concerns genuinely without it meaning that lives are tarred forever.
The Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Kate Jenkins, ending Samantha Donovan's report.